Despite some of his colleagues' opposition to the war in Iraq, Senator John Kyle is standing behind the president's strategy. Senator Kyle is a Republican from Arizona and a member of the Republican leadership in the Senate. He says the number of U.S. troops in Iraq has fluctuated before and that the administration and its critics have made too much out of the increase in troops now. This time will be different, he says, because of the way the Iraqis are responding to the president's plan.
There is a big change in the Iraqi attitude. They have now resolved that they will be committed to supporting the kinds of actions that they haven't supported in the past. For example, when we and they capture some of these insurgents, and the next day they get a call from a political person who urges that they be released, in the past they've been released. And that drives our folks nuts, as you can imagine. Now they've said that they're not going to do that anymore. They'll hold these folks. Secondly, we've set up roadblocks and we've instituted curfews and things of that sort. Well, this becomes inconvenient for the Iraqis, and their political leaders say we'd rather suffer the potential danger than the inconvenience of the long delays in traffic and so on. And so we've pulled those activities, even though they were highly successful in gaining control of areas like Sadr City, for example. So there's a change in attitude about the way the Iraqis are going to conduct their operations. And that's probably the biggest single factor in this entire strategy that would be different than in the past and that would give the president some hope that it might succeed.
What are you hearing from the White House that makes you confident about the president's plan for Iraq?
First, the president's critics have no alternative plan except to leave on different kinds of timetables, and that is not a strategy to succeed. So, and I also think most people do agree that if you left Iraq to a failed state, the consequences for the United States, not to mention the Iraqis, would be disastrous.
Well, though, with all due respect, there was an alternative proposed by the Iraq Study Group. That was a slow, steady withdrawal.
Exactly. A slow, steady withdrawal. If your idea is that we can't win or that we already have lost, then there are all kinds of withdrawal plans. My own favorite plan would be get out today. But the president has a different idea, namely that we can still succeed there.
Have you spoken with the president or the vice president directly about this?
With both of them, yes.
And they have your confidence in this?
Well, I must say the president and vice president have spoken with a lot of us. It isn't just the president's plan. As you know, of course, there was a lot of consultation, both with members of the Congress as well as outside experts. And the president had a very large menu to choose from of different options. And ultimately, after hearing all the advice, he settled on the plan that he has. Now, would I do it exactly the same? Not necessarily, but I'm sure not privy to all of the counsel that the president has gotten. Do I believe that this will succeed? I think there is a good chance that it can succeed, but obviously there are no guarantees, and the president has made it clear there are no guarantees. One final point. There is no question there will be an increase in violence, and we should not come to believe that that increase in violence is a signal that this is not working. In fact, it's probably a signal that it is working in two ways. We have to inflict a lot more punishment on the enemy. We have to defeat the enemy there, and that's going to mean more violence. Secondly, they get a vote in this too, and they're probably going to react very strongly with everything they have.
Have you been trying to reassure other members in your party who are wavering on their support for the war to continue to support the president?
Yes. I've been working with colleagues to urge them to give this strategy a chance. It seems to me everybody was critical of the president, said you need to come up with a new strategy. He's come up with the only game in town, so to speak, the only new strategy for victory there. It seems to me that we ought to give it a chance to succeed.
Senator Kyle, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
John Kyle is a Republican senator from Arizona and chairman of the Senate's Republican Conference.